This is Tower Dive, a League of Legends podcast. And isn't it ironic? Don't you
think? It's like rain. Welcome to Tower Dive, where the jokes are plentiful, the facts are factual, and Heroes of the Storm players are idiots.
Oh my god, they're so good.
I am Captain Hooks, and with me, as always, is my compadre, Pan the Man. What's going on, buddy?
It's going. It goes.
It's going, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like my little Heroes of the Storm dig there.
It's a tough game. It's so hard.
It's so hard, it's easy.
It's really difficult with all the different build paths and everything.
Oh, yeah, with all the strategy that goes into
it. Yeah, but so much strategy.
This is not about Heroes of the Storm. This is about another game where the strategy is ridiculous and the people are equally... This is about League of Legends.
Equally what? You left us hanging there.
Oh, I meant ridiculous. Like,
oh, equally ridiculous.
Equally,
yeah.
Ridiculous, yeah. So
okay.
That's where I was going.
Sorry. So I just want clarity for our listeners' sake.
Nobody uses clarity.
I got it. I see what you did there.
Ba-ba!
You're so clever.
I try. Yeah. So what's up, man? How you been?
Pretty bad. Rough week
terrible.
For solo queue for me. Rough week. I think went on like a six string loss.
Yeah, you guys
lost streak. It was bad.
A six string loss streak. What do you call
that? It's a tongue twister. Yeah, six string loss streak.
So yeah, so we got a pretty decent little show. A couple little fun little happen things. I don't know whatever kind of went down this week. Obviously, what are we week two of
three?
The LCS?
Well, two.
We just finished week two. We're into week three.
Right.
A lot of people at the top are a little surprising, whereas the people at the bottom, even more surprising, maybe?
It's not. It's a little surprising. It's not too terribly surprising.
I mean, it's only 2 weeks in, so it's not, you know, we're not at that point where, you know, fans are jumping out of buildings because, you know, the sky is falling.
We're not running out of games yet.
No, you're getting there, you know, another, you know, two more weeks of you know, like, if you go 1-3 over the next 2 weeks and these, you know, a team is, you know, 1-7, you start to, things start to look a little rough, little difficult.
That ninth place spot looks pretty scary.
Yeah, exactly.
The closer you get to it.
You start thinking about, so what am I going to do next season when I'm out of the LCS? I don't have a job.
Is it too late to join the Collegiate League?
Maybe I should have went to college.
Should have gone back.
Right?
That's what you do. So you get knocked out of the LCS, you go to college, you join the Collegiate League, and you go back to the LCS.
And fail out of college.
And then you fail out of college. And then you get dropped from your college team.
And then you lose LCS because if you're an American team and you're on college teams, you're not good enough to beat it.
You're not
pros.
That good.
You're not that
Sorry.
Good.
Sorry. If you were that good,
you'd already be a pro.
Team.
Exactly. Yeah. If you were already that good, somebody would have seen. You'd be the mid laner for TSM.
Or C9.
Or C9, exactly. Now you have to DDoS.
Or CLG.
You could be one of their 12 mid laners, although they don't have one now.
Nope, they only got the one.
Hui's visa denied.
A poor guy.
It's like the people that were in charge were playing that game Papers, Please. They saw somebody with Asian eyes and like, nope, you're out. We've let too many of you guys in that play this game. We're done.
His visa guy was at former TSA. He was like, no, you got a beard. You can't have one.
Oh, is that a turban you're wearing? No, it's a baseball hat. Whatever, you're out.
You're out. Get out of here. Legal what?
Go back to your frickin' stupid country, you pinko. That doesn't make any sense, though. I'm not a communist. That's the kind of shit that goes on.
Yeah.
So let's
if
start.
If anyone's ever been to a visa office, you would know.
If you, yeah, right.
We're definitely not making it up.
No, because we're obviously like pretty much the authority on visa offices.
Yeah.
Because
you're
like
Walter Cronkite.
Pretty much like Walter Winchell.
Yeah.
He was an old, you know, like radio.
Walter White.
Walter. No, we don't make.
No. Sorry. Stop listening, NSA.
we're just. They talking about Walters now.
Right out of Walters.
So LCS. I mean, the games were good. I won't lie and say that I was super glued to my, you know, monitor this weekend watching LCS. It was a pretty busy weekend for me. I did catch a couple of the games, like parts of them here and there. I know because my LCS fantasy team was awful this week.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm going to start you off with some fantasy advice. If you have forgiven, drop his fucking ass.
He's not doing it this season.
Get rid of him. Burn him. I don't care what that even means, but just do it. Figure it out. He is terrible. He will score you no points.
Who would have thought leaving the best team in Europe would have been a bad idea? Who would have thought?
Not me.
I didn't see it coming.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
And now they're the worst team in Europe. Go figure.
Yeah. Irony.
Funny how like that works.
Rain on your wedding day.
It's exactly.
It's a whole bunch of spoons and eat a fork.
Did you say it's like a whole bunch of spooks?
Spoons.
Oh, my God. Wow. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Wow, that got dark really fast.
I know you're from the South, but whoa.
Tone it down.
Like, yeah, family programming.
My
Jesus.
Father talking. Jeez. Slips out every now and then.
So, anyway, LCS. Like I said, I didn't watch a ton of the games. I did follow the results of many of the games. And I can tell you this. There's a big lock at the top of NA.
Yeah.
And it's not who you thought would going to be there.
It's some of who I thought.
At the beginning of the season, yeah, some of it's who you thought. You would have said, okay, TSM, Liquid, maybe CLG, definitely
Gravity.
C9, maybe Gravity, definitely Impulse. Like these,
definitely Impulse,
these,
yeah.
You would have said, well, your 3-1 teams at the top are Dig, Gravity, CLG, Liquid, and TSM. First of all,
crazy.
Dignitas.
I know. Not, isn't that strange?
Yeah, especially because they looked so bad in week one, yet went 1-1.
Yeah,
like they,
and they haven't been relevant in a long time.
No, and their jungler only plays Zac, Azinga.
Yeah,
he's the only reason that Zac is going to get a skin is because Dignitas is going to do the impossible and win worlds.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
No,
I would start a riot, it would just be me because nobody else cares.
Pretty much, that's exactly what it would be.
Yep.
Yeah, nobody gives a crap that Dignitas is good, and that's probably why they're winning, because people look past them on the schedule.
Yeah, pretty once people start focusing on it, they'll get picked apart.
Pretty soon they're going to be 19-1, and everyone's going to go, well, what happened?
God damn it, I thought we were doing really well this split.
And Core JJ's only going to have a KDA of like 4.5.
Oh, poor Core JJ. He's really good.
No, I'm not even insulting him, I'm just saying, like they're not playing well in their wins. Like, it's not like they're like these ridiculously decisive victories, and it's just like, whoa. You know, I can't believe how bad they beat the crap out of them. No, because that's not happening.
This other team's just not beating the crap out of them.
No, exactly. When they think that they should, you know. And then, obviously, the bottom of the barrel, I think, is, what is it like? Oh, yeah, Dragon Knights and Team 8 are both sitting at 0-4. Not good. I mean, Dragon Knights I'm not as surprised at. But Team 8, I expected to be good, especially how strongly they finished last season.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're having roster issues, aren't they?
No.
I guess they just solved it, right?
Yeah, the only roster issue was Nian, and they got him now.
Oh. Maybe give them... I guess they've been practicing. Surely they've been practicing with Nian.
I would assume they have. I mean, it's not like they had to worry about his visa. He's just a little weird hobbit American.
He got a... I can't think of the word, suspended for like 2 weeks, right?
It wasn't suspended. It was just because
teammate didn't submit their roster.
Yeah,
in time.
They didn't submit their paperwork, so it was just he was, you know, just ineligible.
Yeah,
really, what it was.
And I'm not super surprised about TDK because they're a Korean import team. This is what happens when you get a bunch of Koreans and Chinese guys and put them on a team and just put them in America. They're not going to win.
Yeah, exactly.
I know they're really, really good, but that doesn't work that way. This game doesn't work that way.
Not usually how it works. I mean, Enemy Esports sitting nice at 2-2. You know, them and Impulse are tied. I think Enemy's going to be pretty good this year. I think because, again, another team that people just don't take.
Yeah.
Like, they don't take them seriously.
I don't think they'll make playoffs, but I don't expect them to get relegated either.
Yeah, they're going to be like last split's elements in Europe. You know, they'll sit in that seventh spot and, you know, and like be sitting home, but, you know, not be out of it all.
Lucky number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where I want to be, I think, if I was on a team.
Really? Because I would want to be on the team that wins Worlds.
Yeah, but you're not going to win Worlds because you're from America.
Fair point.
So what you do is you just sit back, you collect that fat riot paycheck, and that sponsorship pays your rent.
It's not that fat.
It is if you consider that they don't have any expenses.
And that they're like 17 years old.
Yeah, the only thing these guys pay for is their taxes. And
Burger
they're probably
King.
Getting help with that, too.
And they're Burger King.
I think the team covers that.
Or Chipotle in TSM sense.
Yeah. TSM covers the guac.
Like, why aren't they, you know, like, why aren't they sponsored by Chipotle? Like, really, TSM, get on that.
That's a good question.
You got sponsored by fucking Geico.
Did they really?
Yeah, it's weird.
That is weird. I guess Liquid's sponsored by HTC.
Yeah, and I mean, weren't they used to be sponsored, not Liquid, but TSM or somebody by, like, Nissan?
I think you made that up.
I don't think I did. I was pretty sure Nissan might have been the... I know they were Qualcomm, right? Was that... Or, yeah, wasn't it? Because they're... No, I don't know. It was some telecommunication shit. Because remember, they used to be TSM Snapdragon or something?
Snapdragon, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like...
I thought Snapdragon was a photo sharing.
Really? I thought that was Snapchat.
Yeah, that... I mean, it is, but Snapdragon was something.
Astute.
We're Googling this. Mobile processors.
Yeah, Qualcomm. It was Qualcomm. I was right.
And they're also flowers.
Of course. Yeah, well, I knew Snapdragons were flowers, but I didn't think flowers were sponsoring them. I don't think flowers banded together and flora and fauna banded together and decided to sponsor TSM. That doesn't make sense. Where do they hold their money? They don't even have pockets.
They don't even have wallets.
They don't even have legs. Are they going to crawl on roots? No, that only happens in like Alice in Wonderland after taking lots of acid.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much NA in a nutshell. Sorry we gave you so much
lots of acid
about it. Lots of acid and dignitas at the top, which is clearly result of the acid.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's pretty much what happens. On the other
side... It's a bad trip for C9.
It's a very bad trip for
C9. What's going on?
On the other side of the pond, in Europe, where the things are very black and white, you're either at the top or you're at the bottom. Fnatic and Fnatic version 2.0 are both 4.0.
Oh my god.
Are both 4.0. That's Fnatic and Origin for those scoring at home. And both of them look awesome.
They are crushing. Except Fnatic's laning phase is a little on the weak side. Doesn't matter. They're good enough as a team to really pull it back.
What nobody realized is that the four players of Origin are the steamroller truck, and their ADC Niels is the actual roller rolling over teams.
He's driving the bus.
He's the wheels, man. Are you kidding
me? Oh, he's the wheels.
He's the thing running things over. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
He is absolutely a monster, and they're a scary fucking team.
Yeah.
And after...
Wouldn't it be great if Origin won Worlds and Peke gets two World Championships?
Oh, man, two skins?
Two Peke skins.
Two Peke skins.
Yeah, that'd be sexy.
One in top lane, one in mid lane.
What?
Yeah, because he was Fnatic top lane.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You didn't.
I know.
I told you.
Just now.
Just now. And then after them, Giants Gaming. Really? Giants Gaming? 3-1? Who expected that?
They're doing good. They're playing it.
It's fucking pepperoni, man. It's all pepperoni.
Ripperoni.
Yeah, H2K and Unicorns Love. Not really surprised there. Both the teams are strong. You expect them to be in the hunt.
Yeah, you kind of expect them to go into playoffs and either upset or fall apart.
Yeah, you know, but you expect them to be there is the point. And then you have the other half of the division.
Man,
and then
nasty.
You got Copenhagen Wolves who can't get out of their own way. They're like a kid with small feet wearing big shoes, just tripping all over the place.
Oh my, his shoes are dope. He's got to grow into them.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly what it is. They're not a bad team. They just are just sloppy, and they just aren't. They're not grown up yet. They're still a ways off when you watch them play.
Their shoes are too damn big.
Feet are too small. Shoes are too goddamn big. Go down a few sizes. Jesus.
Right?
Play in the college league.
Just go to Kohl's, you know, on coupon weekend. Right? You'll get some nice-fitting shoes.
your shoes are ill-fitting. So after them, Elements, also 1-3. I couldn't be happier. You know.
You hate them.
Nobody tweeted us, by the way, that they like Froggen. So based on that, nobody likes Froggen.
Nobody likes him. He's done.
So there you go. Nobody likes Froggen.
Froggen's got to retire.
You, the listener, have spoken in your silence.
Get any tweets at all?
No, not about that. Oh, I mean, we've gotten tweets about stuff.
Oh, yeah? That's awesome.
It wasn't about that, so I'm assuming that everyone hates Froggen. So thank you for proving me right. always feels good.
Yeah.
Then Team Rocket, don't care. They have Nuke Duck. Doesn't matter. And the bottom.
We used to love Nuke Duck
because his name is fun, but
it is fun.
But then you realize he's a smarmy douchebag,
kind of a dick
indeed. So after that, it's 0-4 Gambit. We already talked about 0-4 SK. also talked about poor Candy Panda.
I know.
It's like, hey, look, I'm back, guys. Don't worry. I'll pick up the mantle. And he's not playing bad. It's just the rest of the team really sucks.
Yeah. Although the last time he played, they had a really, really poor beginning of the split, and they really brought it back at the end of the split and ended up not getting relegated. And then they replaced him.
I was watching some kind of interview with him, and he left because he wasn't having fun anymore. He just didn't like playing the game.
Yeah.
He wanted to leave. He's like, replace me. I don't want to play anymore.
Aww.
So, you know, good on him for at least recognizing that.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I've always been a big Candy Panda fan. I liked SK Games.
He seems nice.
When they were, you know, Kevin and Candy Panda and Ocelot and fucking those other two guys that were on their team.
The other ones.
Who was it? Hercubot and Niff.
Niff.
Right? It was Niff and Hercubot?
I don't know.
Yeah, because Hercubot was their jungler. Kevin was top lane. Candy Panda and Niff were bottom, and Ocelot was mid.
N-Rated.
N-Rated was on Fnatic.
Oh.
That's who... they replaced him with... what's his name? Fucking...
Jezzeth was on it at some point.
Jezzeth was on Fnatic. Or SK when they were... After the, you know, real roster left and they started changing everybody, it was like, oh, we've got Jezzes and somebody else that I don't remember who it is. And it doesn't matter because Jezzes is on G2 now as their ADC.
Yellowstar was on their team too.
Yeah, back in season one.
Way back when.
Yeah, when it was like Ocelot, Aranea.
Yeah.
And Kevin. Always on.
It's a long time ago.
Long time. That's like those pictures I sent you. It was all pictures of all those fucking old ass LCS teams.
Just like, yeah, old ass like 22.
Yeah, like why? Like yellow.
They're 22 now.
Like old. Like they were just old pictures, like from like 3-4 years ago. You know, Yellowstar when he was super fat.
He was so chunky.
And an AD carry.
Yeah.
Because he was Fnatic's AD carry.
Right.
And when N-Rated was their support, and then when they got Pushu, they moved. Yellowstar to support. Pushu became the AD carry because they were making room for Reckless eventually.
Whatever happened to Pushu?
He went to university.
College?
In Europe, it's called university. It's
college.
No, college to them is like what like community college is to us.
So it's college.
It is all essentially college, but when they say university, it means like a real college, whereas college to them is a local like community college type thing.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah,
I think they use the word college.
Yeah, no, it's university and college. The reason you never hear about it because most of them aren't really proud to talk about it because they really, as Europe, looks down on it.
Oh, stigma.
Right? Really bad.
People applaud you for going to community college now because you don't have to get student loans.
Exactly, because it's cheap.
Now it's the smart thing to do.
And depending on where the community college is, sometimes your teachers are the same ones you'd have at the fucking real college down the street.
Yeah.
So, but that's Europe in a nutshell and college in a nutshell.
Yeah. For our young listeners out there.
For our young, impressionable listeners out there. Don't worry.
Soon to be seniors.
Yeah, we support you going to college or university.
Either one. Either, or, you know, maybe a trade school.
Yeah, or become
just
a mailman.
Just don't take student loans.
Or become a mailman.
I know they look tempting.
Yeah. It looks like
seems like a great idea.
Like a big check all at once.
Fat check.
Unfortunately, that $60,000 that you've taken for your school, when you try to pay it back, it's like $630,000 with interest.
It's a lot.
You're never going to pay it back.
No, you're going to die with that debt.
You will be crushed beneath the weight of its pressing horror.
Your kids are going to have to pay for it. And because they have to pay for your student loans, they're going to have to take out student loans to help pay for their college while they pay for your student loans.
The long and short of it is... Your kids will be dead and broke.
Whoa, macabre.
Dead, penniless, and broke.
Jeez.
Lying in a gutter in a pool of their own vomit with a sign that says, I couldn't pay my parents' student loans. Fucking end.
Oh my god.
Life's short, then you die. Deal with it.
Life sucks, get a helmet.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. That's good advice.
It's good advice.
So, yeah. So that's European LCS.
That was quick. Right? That was much shorter than last week.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to constantly harp on always doing so much LCS.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
We're not the LCS show.
Yeah, you know, and unless we have something, like, really big to say about it.
Yeah.
You know,
Peke pulls his dick out on stage or something.
Oh, man, and then all the girls swoon.
cream their jeans.
Oh my god, that would be weird. I don't know if they can show that on Twitch.
I think they can.
I don't think
it's Twitch. It's the internet.
I don't think they can, because wasn't there that video pulled of Loco Doco masturbating on his stream and because he forgot he had it on?
Gross.
That's weird.
That's a thing.
Yeah, that really happened. I didn't make
Ew.
That up. It was
Ew.
Or that other guy who left his stream on when he was banging his girlfriend.
What is wrong with these people? There's a light on the camera.
And by the way, his girlfriend was no looker.
Oh,
that he was any super attractive male either, let's be fair.
Well, at least he's getting some. Good for him.
Yeah, no, more power to him. Listen, you know, you
get it, guy.
You get yours. Just don't do it on a Twitch stream.
We don't want to see it.
Nobody wants to see that.
I kind of want to see it.
You didn't. I saw a still image of it before, like, they went into, you know, La Grande Fandango, whatever you want to call it. It was, whoa.
The movie.
Buzz. Yes.
What?
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof. All I could think of was that. It was from fucking Home Alone. Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Gross.
Poor Buzz's girlfriend. She didn't even get a chance to speak in that movie. She was just an ugly picture.
And that was it? It was a man, right?
That's somebody's daughter.
No, it was a dude. It was a dude dressed in drag.
No, it was. It was an ugly
Yes,
girl.
It was.
It was not.
It was a man.
It was not a man.
Look it up. It was a man.
Buzz
That's
is like
a whole factoid.
Buzz was like 14 years old.
Yeah, they got a man and put him in drag, and that was his girlfriend.
So Buzz was gay?
No, it was they dressed him in drag, so they had an ugly girlfriend without actually making fun of a girl.
Oh, so instead they hadn't made fun of cross-dressers. I see.
Well, it was like a producer or like a gopher or something on set. They just put in drag, like, hey, take this picture.
That's much more sensitive.
You're going to be in the movie.
You are going to be an ugly girl. Aww.
Man.
That sucks. That's a fun fact I didn't know. So
yeah.
So it's not somebody's daughter. It's somebody's son that's an ugly girl.
Oh,
that's worse.
I don't know if that's better or worse. I think it's better.
That is not better. Okay, let's actually let's get some real news here. Some fucking
real news.
Deficio.
Hashtag free Deficio. He's in jail right now.
He's
in riot jail.
I was going to say he's in like Guantanamo.
I was thinking it's more like mall jail.
Oh. Well, you went one direction. I went the complete other direction.
He's just kind of, you know, sitting on a plastic folding chair in a room in a stinky office.
That's what you
said. Like coffee.
I see water torture. He's being fucking boarded in mine.
No, they're just kind of making him sit around and waste his day.
So, yeah. So Deficio, in case you didn't know, was suspended for looking for another job. You know, keeping his prospects open and not telling Riot he was looking for another job.
Now, yeah. I don't know if I just don't have all the information or if I don't have a great understanding of what's going on, but it seems stupid.
Yeah. Now, let me set the scenario for you. I am your current employer. You are my employee.
Yes.
I'm not the greatest company in the world, but I'm pretty good.
What kind of employer are you?
Hold on. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Role play with me.
Yeah. Set it up.
So I am the employer.
Paint the picture.
You're my employee. You're a good employee. But you have, you know, these delusions of grandeur where you think of yourself as bigger than you are and you want to do something bigger with your career.
Okay, gotcha.
So you're looking, you know, you have your job because, you know, the age-old adage is that, you know, it's easier to find a job when you have a job.
Yes.
You're not going to quit and then look for a job because that's dumb.
That's ridiculous.
That's an absolute ridiculous concept.
Even though, as this person, I know I would instantly find a job, like, immediately.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying, that's what I'm going to say. Next point is that your skill set is very unique, but very useful, and it will be easy for you to find another job should you decide to accept it. But you're dipping your foot in the pond. You're exploring your options.
Throwing a couple of lures out.
Yeah, just casting your line, seeing what you come up, seeing what you come back with. Is it your responsibility to let your current employer know that you're looking for a job? Potentially.
Absolutely not.
Nowhere in any country, in any thought, in any kind of thought process, should it ever be that you have to tell your current employer that you're exploring opportunities for other gainful employment.
It's always been my opinion that you never have to tell your current employer shit about your personal life.
No, it's not their business.
Not even a little bit.
Is your employer going to tell you about when they're thinking about replacing you? No, of course he's not.
They might give you 2 weeks.
But that's it. But what I'm saying is they're not going to say, huh, you know what? We may be able to find somebody cheaper than this guy to do his job for him. You know what? Hey, Jim, come in here for a second. I just want to let you know you're doing great work. We really like the work that you're doing. But we're going to try and find someone cheaper to do your job for you. You know, just want to let you know, if we do, we're going to replace you. But we're not going to fire you now. We're just, you know, we're just keeping our options open.
Because just looking around.
Yeah, just flip that up. That flip what I just said upside down, and that's what Riot wants.
From DeFicio.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Number one, they're either the dumbest fucking company in the world, which I don't believe that they are. Let's be fair. You don't have a game that has 30 million people playing it every single day if you are the dumbest company in the world. No. Or your business practices are questionable.
Here's what I think is actually happening. I think that this was a pretty... It's not even an infraction. This was just a minor thing that happened. And then Riot saw this as an opportunity to make an example of someone as far as match fixing goes, even though it's not even connected to it, right?
No.
There was a potential that DeFicio was cheating. That was the allegation, right? DeFicio was feeding Copenhagen Wolves strategies from the other team. That was the allegation.
That's what Dentist from Copenhagen Wolves said.
Right, so they looked into it, and they found that, no, he wasn't doing that. But you know what he was doing? Talking to other people about maybe, you know, working as a coach or an analyst.
About potentially being brought in as an analyst.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
Now, the real kicker on this is the fact that he got suspended, and he can't work for anyone that's related to League of Legends for a year and a half.
Yeah, that's insane.
So he's been barred, blackballed from any League of Legends related company.
Oh, that was just LCS related company, like the teams in the LCS.
Really? Because I think it's...
Because I don't think they have any control outside the LCS.
But what happens if when he works for one of those teams and they join the LCS, they
then
can't
use him? Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So he's banned from anything like that. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. How do you?
And he also can't cast any Copenhagen Wolves games.
Yeah, which is also...
Which I don't know how that's a punishment. Like, what's he going to do? Oh, what? Hey, Copenhagen Wolves are playing really good today.
The players
can't hear him. That's the worst thing that he could do.
The players can't hear him, and it's not like he's going to have a phone next to him going, hey, Dentist.
By the way...
Pekka's in the bush above Freeze. You know,
he's texting Freeze during champs like, pick Draven.
Yeah.
Just pick Draven.
I told them not to ban him. It's like, what? That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And again, that lends credence towards that they're the dumbest company on the planet, unfortunately. And I just think that they're...
I want to know who made that decision.
And who approved it. Who said, you know what we should do? We should suspend him, not let him work for any League of Legends teams for the next year and a half, and he can't cast any Copenhagen Wolves games. Somebody thought that was a great idea, and they agreed. You know what?
Especially that last part. Yeah, what a stupid punishment.
That's a fucking great idea. It's like, not only can you not work, but you can't pee in the employee washroom. You have to go in the regular one.
You have to pee the public uses.
Yeah, you have to pee with the regular people. You can't pee with the Riot employees. Wait, what? What do you what? That's okay.
It's ridiculous.
That's stupid, but fine.
I don't understand how this is even an issue.
And the thing is that this whole situation comes off the heels of the whole Riot is evil, you know, concept that's been going around lately.
Yeah.
You know, with Richard Lewis, you know, and his kind of conspiracy theorying over them and all the other nonsense that's been going on. You know, if you're trying to shed that image, these are the things you probably shouldn't do. I don't fancy myself like a Fortune 500 business owner or some kind of Forbes, you know, guru, but I know a little something about, you know, public perception, and if people think you're a bad company because you do stupid things, probably don't do stupid things in the public in light of those.
Yeah, you know, allegations. At least, you know, cover it up, right? Because who was going to break this story?
Yeah, it did break. They posted it.
They posted this on their investigation
site.
Yeah,
but it also was broken by, I think Jacob Wolf actually broke it.
Jacob Root just wrote an article about it after it was already posted.
I think he posted the article right before it was posted by Riot.
Oh.
It was very, very close, and I think
sucks to be Riot.
Well, they shouldn't do stupid things. Got to keep that shit in house. And but another thing is you know what? If it happened and he posted an article about it, great. Don't make a serious post like, this is what we're doing to Deficio. No, just fucking mum's the word. You ever heard fucking deny, 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 keep your mouth shut?
Yeah. Or just don't do anything to Deficio. Holy shit. Or what's he gonna do?
Or he's just a fucking caster that was looking for a job with a bad team. Let him work for them. What's the best thing that... What's the worst that can happen? They win two or three games?
Oh,
Jesus,
no.
Jesus fuck, man. They just avoided relegation last year. It's not like he's feeding some world champion these secret fucking, like, win League of Legends hints. He's Deficio. He was never a superstar player. It's not like he traded them Faker.
Right.
This is the stupidest thing I ever heard. They made it like this fucking Watergate scandal. And it's not.
It's not even a scandal.
It's not anything. It's just a guy who was looking for a new job.
And even then, like, who cares? Oh my god, who cares?
Oh no, he's human. How dare he? I know he's Danish, but they're humans too.
It's gotta be... Oh, I hate this, because every time an article like this happens, that tinfoil hat that Richard Lewis wears looks more and more like just a regular fucking hat.
It just looks more like a baseball hat.
Exactly. It's just a hat. And so then I start to put on the tinfoil hat, and I'm like, well, what if Deficio, like, knows some shit, and so they're trying to keep him locked into his caster contract so that he can't, like, you know, start feeding Jacob Wolf some real fucking news.
Or maybe maybe now he's going to feed Jacob Wolf some fucking
news. Yeah, right? If I got burned by a company like that, I mean, he's probably got money saved up now so that he could – I'm sure he could do a year and a half outside the LCS and just be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure he could get a job probably working for any kind of esports at this point.
Anything.
I mean, look at Jason Kaplan. He still has a job, and he was kind of terrible.
Look at fucking Alex Garfield. He's the owner of EG.
I was going to say, okay.
You know what he does? Yeah. He owns a a player agency.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that the thing that, what's his name wants to do now, Snoopy?
He's starting his own.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense in some sense.
Well, players need representation.
Yeah, no, I agree. So that, you know, evil companies that I will not name names on.
It's Riot.
Can't take advantage of them.
It's Riot.
Yeah, so that
and sometimes Quantic.
So that shit like this doesn't happen.
It's insane.
Because you want to know what? If Deficio had, you know...
Like an agent?
Representation like, you know, everybody else that's, you know, any kind of a personality related to sports does, and they tried to pull this shit on him, number one, his agent wouldn't stand for it. Number two, Riot probably gets sued.
Yeah. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, this is, like, suable. Do you have a contract with Riot? Does it say anywhere in it that you can't look for another job? Man, because that's a ridiculous fucking, like, why would you sign that contract ever?
It's probably got some weird, vague clause where it's like, if you disobey Riot, we have the right to punish you.
Yeah, if you do nothing, you know, it's like, what? It's just so stupid. So that kind of leads into, because we mentioned him, he who shall not be named, who is now going to be named?
Oh, yeah, we can do that now.
We could just kind of slide right into Richard Lewis. Actually, we've always been able to, but it just can't be his content. So yeah. So speaking of Richard Lewis and his tinfoil hat, he's apparently taken his tinfoil hat off and he's going to rest it aside. As the statement he made about this whole Reddit nonsense regarding him, he is now washing his hands of covering League. In his words, to paraphrase, he will continue doing what he does, and if what he does happens to cross paths with a League of Legends related story, then so be it. Otherwise, he is not going to search out and cover League of Legends actively or with any sort of urgency.
Now, if I was Richard Lewis reading this announcement about Richard Lewis, I would assume this is just a play to kind of go underground so that you can really look around and stuff without people thinking that you're looking around.
Right.
See what he's doing? He's just tossing off the heat, man.
You should probably take your tinfoil hat off now.
Sorry, it's off. I got a little too into it.
I think he's... Yeah.
It's comfortable.
I think he's just ridding himself of a massive anchor that is more trouble than it's worth having. Yeah.
It was literally making him unhappy.
And, yeah, it's probably making him ill in some cases.
Yeah.
And you know what? It sucks because, you know, the community lost a strong voice that was in defense of us.
Yeah.
You know, you may not love what he has to say. You may not think he's the greatest guy in the world. And listen, no one's asking you to think that, specifically him. But in the end, what he wants the players to he has the players' best interest in mind.
Yeah, he always has.
Yeah, regardless of what you think, or you may not like how he says it, and you may not like how he responds to things. He is a gamer. He is a guy who wants an even playing field between company and, you know, player, user, gamer, what have you. And all he wanted was for us to be treated like adults.
Yeah.
And the, you know, Riot can't do it. The League subreddit can't do it. There are people who don't want that. They want to be spoon-fed shit. They want to be, you know, everything to have, you know, to become up, you know, everything coming up Milhouse. They wear their rose-tinted glasses. And you can't, you know, and this is going to be pretty pessimistic, but you can't look at things that way. You know, if everything looks too good to be true, you have to figure that it is.
Yeah.
That there has to be some kind of an angle. And that's what he looked at.
He was never the hero that we wanted.
No, and you know what? You're going to miss him when he's gone.
I already do miss him. I hated a lot of his content, but I did see the value in it.
And after talking with him, and again, listen, you know, you can sit here and listen to us talk about this, and you can call us assholes and say, oh man, they drank the Richard Lewis Kool-Aid. You want to know? You're right, we did.
Yeah, cherry flavored.
But you want to know what? That's because we had the opportunity to talk to him man to man.
Yeah.
We didn't sit there and base it off of his, you know, blind, you know, one-sided, these are my YouTube posts. These are what I write. These are my editorials. You know, we weren't just reading it and then formulating our own opinions. We bounced stuff off of him. And yeah, you know, somebody asked me if, because we were talking with him directly, did my opinions or my views change because I was speaking with him directly? Listen, you know, you guys don't know me. I'm an incredibly confrontational person, and I'm also incredibly, you know, I hold very strong to my convictions. If I disagree with something that he had to say, I had told him straight out, you sound like an idiot. And I'm sure he would appreciate that, because I'm sure if I said something he disagreed with, he would have told me I sound like an idiot. He's not the type of guy who'd pull punches, and neither am I, and I didn't think that interview was a reason for me to all of a sudden become that person. So, you know, Pan can vouch for that, and I'm sure he's the same way. If we disagree with people, we're going to tell them that.
Sure, and I still disagree with things that he said, but I was a pretty big RL detractor before talking with him, and then after talking with him, it changed my opinion of him pretty drastically. I think he's a pretty stand-up guy.
No,
he's kind of an asshole, but he's funny, and he's smart, and he's got good ideas, and I think he has seen the darker side of esports. And it's kind of changed him, you know. Yeah, can't unsee it.
He's battle hardened, man.
What's that movie where that guy has the sunglasses and he can see all the aliens?
They Live.
Yeah, he's like that guy. He's Rowdy, going crazy because he's seeing the aliens and none of us can see it.
Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Yeah, that's who he is.
That's awesome. I want to tweet that to him, that you called him Rowdy Roddy Piper. I'm sure he'd love it. Or
I'm
wouldn't
sure
know who
appreciate
he is.
It. Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, you know, the fact that Richard Lewis is done with it, we're going to try not to, you know, keep him. Yeah, you know, essentially, we're going to, you know, keep true to his word, and we're not going to bring it up. It's over. Congratulations, League subreddit mods. You won. You beat him. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Hope you feel good.
Hope you feel good, because now we're going to go on to you guys. League subreddit.
Oh, I hate you.
You're a fucking disaster.
You're the worst.
Mod Free Week was successful, and it was so successful that the mods have now fucking... Like, I don't know what they're doing.
Are they doing anything? Surely they're doing stuff. Like,
well, they're writing rules.
Yeah, they wrote some rules,
I guess.
And they're
changing those rules.
I don't know. I never read the rules in the first place.
Why does a subreddit need so many fucking rules?
Because here's what I think their intent is. Their intent is to prevent the League subreddit from just becoming R gaming.
Or from becoming interesting and factual.
Have you been to R Gaming? It is neither interesting or factual.
No. I'm saying that is what they're looking for, not...
They want it to be interesting and factual.
I don't think that they do. I think that they've grown so tired that they're sabotaging their own work now.
Yeah, that could be it, too. Tinfoil hat back on.
Tinfoil hat back on. I think that they are just so... First of all, the fact that they created a completely separate subreddit to complain about the subreddit...
It's ridiculous.
It's...
and childish.
Think about that for a minute. You know what it really is? Let's call it what it really is. Not that it's a subreddit to complain about the subreddit. It is a subreddit for you to drop your comments in, which it's a comment box above a shredder. Let's call it what exactly it is. They're not reading your comments, and they don't care what you have to say. They don't want your opinion. They don't need your opinion. They don't want your opinion. So here they're going to say, you can drop off your opinion here, and we will read it in due time. Due time is, no, we're never going to read it. That's why we created this subreddit. So you and the other 400 trolls that are sub to this stupid fucking subreddit can complain all you want, and we're never going to see you again.
What I don't understand is, if they don't want to do it, just quit. This isn't a job. This is volunteer.
Here's the thing. They like the power. They like the fact that they may get hired by Riot, but they don't want to have to deal with the actual job.
They're not anymore. They've fucked it up too much. No. Surely the community managers at Riot are looking at this disaster and going, we can't hire these people. I mean, they're terrible.
And
I know that they've in the past hired Reddit submods, but that was also before this nightmare happened and the gross mishandling of this community disaster.
Before 2015 showed up and everything went to hell in a ham sandwich.
Like, why would you hire people that blew up the biggest forum on League of Legends and then subsequently just quit for a week?
Yeah, and
hey, this isn't working, I quit.
Yeah, no.
I'll be back next week, though, don't worry.
Taking my ball, going home.
Yeah. You don't hire those people.
No, they're useless, that's why. It's a subreddit full of useless assholes that are trying to pass themselves off as, like, an authority figure that has some sort of meaningful thing to say, and they don't. They have nothing meaningful to say, and I hope a mod or two is listening to this, and please refute me on this. Point me into the direction where we're wrong and you're right. Please, tell me that. Give me, yeah. You know what? I would love for one of you guys to come on this show. We're not going to bash you. We're not going to insult you. We're not going to berate you with questions. We're going to talk to you like, you know, man to man or man to woman if you're a woman. I don't care. Come on the show. Tell me I'm wrong. Not seeing it. Yeah, we're incredibly civil.
Yeah, and funny, and handsome.
And very handsome, and very and very taken. So, sorry, ladies, hands
off. You know, maybe an exception can be made.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I haven't seen. Listen, some of the girls, they may be hot. They may be Swamp Thing. I don't know.
Oh, be nice to Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing deserves love, too.
Fact is, this is an open call.
Sure.
We will be posting this on both subreddits that we have our podcast up. I will even post in the comment section of it, you know, in the bottom part of it, maybe not the comments, the actual write-up of it, that if you are a League of Legends mod, you would like to come on here and set the record straight.
Yeah, and we're not looking for dirt or anything.
We're not trying to bait you into something.
No, this is not gotcha media. This isn't Fox News.
Yeah, no, we're not going to bait you in. You know, I'm not Chris Matthews, and I'm not like, well, sit down. You were trying to have sex with that 14-year-old
Chris
girl.
Hansen?
Who did I say? Chris Matthews with Hardball?
Yeah. Chris Hansen.
We're not Chris Matthews either, but we're also not Chris Hansen.
I know there's cookies on the counter, but they're a trap too.
Yeah, exactly. No, please, sit down. No.
What I would be genuinely interested in is why you're still doing it if you hate this job so much.
Yeah.
Because it's just time. It's just so much time for you.
And I'll be honest, even if they listen to this, they're not coming on this show.
Probably not. But I'd love to talk to one of them.
I would love to. I would love for them to give their perspective. Yeah. And they don't have to give us their name. I don't care if it's
Their moderator name. We don't need anything.
If Buckeye Sunday wants to come on and he wants to be known as Dan, you know, but that's neither his real
Jeff
name.
Sunday?
Yeah, I don't, then fucking whatever. Call yourself whatever you want. Yeah. I don't care. We don't even have to release that, you know, who you are in the mod community. I'm sure if people know you and know your voice, they'll definitely know it's you, but that's neither here nor there, nor it's any of my business. But open call, Reddit, subreddit mods, you have a forum to voice your, what you know, you have to say.
Your side of the story.
Yeah,
story.
And not just be behind comments. You can actually come out and like I said, we're not baiting you. We're not trying to trap you. We're not going to get you on here and then fucking start just you know, machine gunning every, you know, horrible thing that the community has said. Because, listen, I don't agree with a lot of things the community says.
I hate the community, too. Yeah, and I know that that's our demographic. We're supposed to be talking to the community. But the vocal minority, the loudest part of the community, yeah, is so bad.
Yeah. So here it is. Open invitation. You are always welcome on Tower Dive because we'd like to hear what you have to say.
Genuinely interested.
We had Richard Lewis on, and Richard Lewis got to say what he wanted to say in a non-threatening, very casual atmosphere. We offer you the exact same scenario.
Yeah, so we'll play devil's advocate, but it won't be aggressive.
No, we're totally cool about it. And look, you may say, listen, I listened to your guys' show and I think you guys are assholes. That's cool.
Great.
I've been on your guys' subreddit. I think you guys are assholes. And we're in agreement with each other. So let's just
be best friends now.
Let's just get down the brass tacks. You tell us why, we shouldn't think what we should. What we're thinking. So awesome.
Before we finish that up, I do want to say that the vast majority of the League of Legends community is genuinely nice and good, and they just like playing this video game, and they just like esports. The majority of them. It's that vocal minority, the ones that cannot take their hands off the keyboard, that sucks so much dick, but in like a negative way. Not that there's anything wrong with
that. They suck negative dick. We look at positive dick.
Metaphor. Yeah, we need the positive dick. We don't want any of that negative dick in our life.
You take that negative dick. You keep that negative dick.
Keep that in your pants.
Keep that negative dick right in your pants. Button it up. Zipper it up. Put it in a belt.
Yeah.
You don't want that toxic dick.
So, I get it. For the quiet people, the people that don't tweet us but still listen to the show.
Yeah.
You're the ones we like. We do it for you.
You know what? You're the people.
At least I do.
The people who genuinely want just first rate content.
Yeah.
We're not even first
rate. I'll take second rate at this point.
Well,
it's
bad, you guys. You don't want to be called second rate content.
No, but compared to the stuff that we're getting right now,
I'd be
okay with second rate.
And look, I've spoken to a very, very small sampling of the community, the people that have responded to the things that we've said and to our Twitter and to the posts that we make on Reddit. And listen, man, as far as it goes, you've all been pretty awesome people.
You seem nice.
And to that, we appreciate it. And that's why we're doing this. I spoke to somebody one time, and they were asking me how we're monetizing this show. My answer was, we're not monetizing. And he's like, oh, well, then how do you guys make money? And I was like, well, we have real jobs. We do this because we love to do it. We do this because it's fun. We do this for you guys because, you're no different than we are. We just happen to make a show out of it.
We have okay microphones.
Yeah, because we went out and spent, $50 on microphones. So we decided we might as well put that $50 to good use and make a show out of it. Listen, if somebody wanted to pay me to do this, I would absolutely do it.
For sure.
But we're not looking for money out of it. That's
And if we're being totally honest, we would be talking about this shit anyway. We just hit the record button.
Yeah, really.
Make a few notes in the beginning.
Yeah, 90% of the stuff that we talk about here is stuff we've already talked about anyway, and we decided to just kind of repeat it. And it sounds hokey and goofy and cheesy and cornball-y to say, but, we do it for the community because, you guys and us guys...
We're the same guys.
We need to stick together, man. We need to, help each other out. And if I have something funny that I think is something you guys should know, we're going to record it and say it. And, if you think we say something that's interesting or we say something that's not interesting at all and you completely disagree with it and you think we're way out of line for doing it, then fuck, let us know, man. So we want interaction.
We do.
Especially if
we're wrong, because I'm sure that I'm wrong so much. I just kind of talk out of my ass about 90% of the time.
As far as I'm concerned, you all think I'm right.
Aww.
So tell me
you
I'm not.
Very highly of yourself.
I do. If I don't, then who will?
So with that being said, we have a list now,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, we've got a little bit here.
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get into my character here.
Through the voice.
This is the top 10 things we hate that are always on the front page of the League subreddit. Ha ha! All right, little Letterman for you. Here we go. Number 10, your shitty skin concepts.
Oh my god, nobody cares about Hamburger Zack. And if you're going to do a Hamburger Zack, at least spend the time and actually draw a Hamburger Zack, not squiggles on MS Paint.
Yeah. Nobody cares that you have some sort of bizarre idea that doesn't match thematically with anything.
Or is poorly drawn. Yeah, like, I can draw something in MS Paint, and it would probably get on the subreddit front page right now.
If you can't draw or digitally paint, don't make a skin concept. Nobody wants to see it.
Well, apparently people do. I don't know how it gets up there.
It gets up there, yeah, I don't know.
Let's change that.
We don't want to see it. Well, it is. It's the list. There's 10 things we hate that are always on the front page. Okay, number 9. Creepy fan art that has any female champ in a suggestive position or clothing.
If I have to see a camel toe on Annie one more time, I'm going to vomit.
We get it. You think Jinx is cute. I don't care that you think Jinx is cute. When you draw her making out with fucking Caitlyn and she's holding her tits, that's weird. Please
I get
stop.
It. She does a lip bite in the music video. Oh yeah. My God, cream my jeans, blah, blah, blah. Video game character, you guys.
Yeah.
Video game.
Yeah. Please go out, get some poon, or watch porn. I don't care.
Yeah. Just don't post it to the subreddit.
Just don't draw it on the subreddit, please. Number 8. Your ping. Riot doesn't care. Why do I? Listen, I get it. You don't live on the West Coast. Your ping's not 7. Every time you play, it's 109. I don't care.
Nobody cares.
No.
And you're not going to get a solution either. No one's going to come into your post and be like, oh, hey, this is how you actually fix your ping. There's no fix right now.
Riot,
just deal with it.
Riot didn't read your post and go, oh, my God, we forgot. Dave in Wyoming, his ping sucks. We have to fix it right now. My bad,
Dick
Dave.
Slammer 420 is having ping spikes. We should look into that.
We probably should fix his ping. We didn't give him the ping fix.
Yeah. Let me turn on the ping fix switch right now. Right? Take care of that. Clear that right up.
Oh, is that better for you? Thanks. Here, let's give you some RP while you're at it for your troubles.
We forgot the switch.
Sorry,
we forgot
the
switch
that.
This morning.
Yeah. Okay, keep going here. Number 7. Your buff nerf ideas. You can barely type coherent sentences. What makes you think you can add?
Oh, man. I know that Karma seems super OP right now, and she has a lot of poke, but it's not that bad. You just got to go left.
Yeah.
You know
what? Look it. I get it. You built an entirely new kit for Katarina that makes her more legit than she is. I get it. No, it's not a good kit. No, your numbers don't make sense. No, it's not going to happen. Riot's fucking game health team is not going to come into your subreddit post and go, you know what? We used every single number that you made. Good fucking job. We're not going to hire you. But...
right on the nose, yeah. YOLO NoScope 420.
But
you did it.
You know what? That's exactly the same thing that we
You're hired.
Boom. Welcome to Riot Games. Hope you don't need to find another job because we're going to fire you if you look for another job.
You're stuck here.
Here's your ball and chain. Welcome to the team. Number 6. Your sick plays. That's with air quotes.
No, sick. Big ones. Yeah. Big air quotes.
No one gives a fuck that you juked the Blanc in Wood 7.
It's not impressive.
No.
I get it. You learned how to tumble on Vayne.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Dodge, thresh, hook, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God.
You're not playing against Mad Life, despite the fact that the guy's name is Mad Life. He's got 4 A's in his name. It's Mad Life.
Goat Life.
Yeah, it's Goat Life. Yeah. So, good job dodging Goat Life's hook. He didn't even fucking pull it in the right direction.
And then he missed his play.
Yeah, your sick plays. Good job. We don't want to hear about it. We don't want to see it on the front page of League.
Unless it was legitimately sick.
Listen. If you're in,
I mean, even then,
if you're in master tier and you pull a crazy arcane shift with Ezreal in a situation where you are gonna die, then you can let us know. Then
you get a pentakill.
Yeah, then it was sick. No air quotes. But if you get pulled by Blitzcrank and then you arcane flash like a tree line, that's not a sick play. That
was a regular play.
Yeah, that was you just playing the game like normal people do. Good job. Congratulations. You play the game.
Yeah.
Number 5. The reasons that you shouldn't be banned. If you're banned, you probably should be banned. We don't want to see the fact that you think you got a raw deal.
Except for that one guy that did. get a raw deal, but even then, he still got a 3-day ban. So, still banned.
Yeah, you want to know what? Listen, let me give you a little advice. If you call people on your team and on the other team faggots and tell them to die, you're going to get a ban. I don't care if you think it wasn't that bad or you were only joking.
You know, and it doesn't matter who called who a faggot first. If you respond by calling somebody else a faggot, it still counts.
Still counts.
Doesn't matter if they started it. We're not 7 years old here.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who started it. It matters that Riot ended it.
And I know that a lot of people think that post-game chat, like Riot, doesn't believe it exists or something. Everyone thinks that Riot has no access to post-game chat and it's just out there in the ether and it's gone.
Yes.
No, they look at it. It's monitored. Riot is literally the NSA when it comes to these games. They're watching everything.
Big Brother is watching you.
Yeah. Mark Merrill tweeting out your plays.
Merrill's musings. Number 4.
Be like Gandhi.
LP gains for high ranks. You're Diamond 5. It's supposed to be difficult. The fact that you're complaining that you only got 2 points for a win in Diamond 5, shut up. You're playing with, like, the top 3% of League of Legends.
Yeah.
If they gave you 30 points for a win, all of us would be Diamond 5, and then Diamond 5 would be Wood 7.
Yeah, I think the fact that you don't get a whole lot of LP for a win is offset by the fact that you get to play with Cutie Pie. Like, that's pretty cool. Be happy.
Yeah, good on you. I mean, he's going to troll you in his game because he doesn't care, but
sure.
At least you got to say he got trolled by Cutie Pie.
Yeah, that's awesome. And also, you get pretty dope ward skins.
Yeah, right? Fucking take what
Come
you can
on.
Get, man. Be happy.
Hooks isn't even getting a Victoria skin.
Seriously, I don't get shit, man. I get a bronze pat on the back.
Thanks for trying.
Thanks for trying.
See you next season.
Thanks for playing. Spend some more money. Maybe you'll get better.
Maybe.
Keeping in that same kind of theme, number 3... IP gains. This game is free.
So free.
And you want more free shit.
More free shit.
Simmer down.
Simmer down, nah.
League of Legends is a game that is now, what, 5, 6 years old, whatever
it is? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? The people who started playing this game, yeah, they're going to have more skins than you. Yeah, they're going to have a lot more stuff than you. Why? Because they've been playing the game for 6 fucking years.
They've only been playing this game for six fucking years.
You want the fact that you've been playing the game for 25 minutes and you're level 7, you want to be given 9 champions. Yeah, you know what? Deal with it. We all had to. So do you.
Every single person.
You're not a special, unique snowflake. You know what? You're a raindrop. All those shits look the same.
And you know, it's not fun. I get that the grind isn't fun and only having the 7 free champions isn't fun. But you know what? Just lock in Garen and spin around in circles and try and enjoy yourself a little bit.
And oh no, I mapped out how long it takes to own every single champion and every single rune in the game and it comes out to like 36 years. First of all, no, it doesn't. You're an idiot. Second of all, I don't even own all the champions. Why? Because I don't care.
Or the runes.
Yeah. Third of all, who the fuck owns all the runes? What kind of
people.
Person? Yeah, what kind of person gives a crap about some of those runes? Oh man, I need my fucking my mana regen quints. What? No.
I don't understand when completionists try and like complete this game.
Yeah,
there's no campaign mode.
There's no achievements. No,
yeah.
There's not a little thing that's going to pop up at the bottom of your screen. It says, congratulations, you spend far too much time playing this game. Good job on owning all the runes. I bet you're not going to use 95% of them. You're still going to use only attack speed runes on certain characters. Good job. So yeah, so IP gains. Fucking calm down.
Free game. It's free.
This is a good one. Number 2. Something something TSM.
TSM, TSM, TSM.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck you, people. You know what? I get it. You're a TSM fan. Ooh, they're the Yankees of League of Legends. Everybody's a TSM fan. You know what? When they're doing bad, where the fuck are you? You're not anywhere to be seen. Why?
They're CLG fans.
Because you're a fucking Fairweather fan. I get it. You like them. I'm super happy that you're a big fan of a team. I'm super happy that you wear your colors. You cheer when they kill a ward. I'm actually not happy about that. I get it. We talk about a lot of TSM. TSM gets a lot of hate on here. You would think that we like them, but we don't. I get it. You make posts about it. I don't need to see it on my front page every single time I open up the goddamn subreddit. I don't care about Dyrus. I don't care about the team.
They have a lot of money, and they're the most popular team in North America. Go to RTSM. yeah. and jerk each other off there.
Or go to r/Dyrus, jerk him there. He's got his own whole
His own subreddit?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
My God.
Right? Now you wonder where these guys get their fucking egos from.
Good grief.
Here we are. And the number one thing that we hate that are always on the front page of the League subreddit? Rito, please.
Please, Rito.
Oh,
look.
Rito! Nidalee Spears are invisible. Rito, please.
Oh my God, give me a new client. I know it's super easy to make one. Some chick made one in a week, and then you hired her, and then blah, 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 blah. You guys, no. Making a brand new client that integrates into kind of a shitty game that also maintains all the tech that they have right now and then seamlessly just happens. They don't flip on the new client switch.
It's not that easy. Oh, man.
It's a lot of fucking departments. It's programming and it's art and it's accounting and it's web security and it's networking. And it's a million different people working on this thing.
Oh, where's the replay system? Rito, please.
I need the replay. I gotta watch my sick vein, please.
Oh, guys, you gotta watch. Look, check this out, man. It was my Bronze 3 promo games. I mean, we lost, but I went fucking 6-7 and dominated for the first 7 minutes of the game.
Dominated. Someone should call me. I will dominate because I always dominate.
Oh, man. He's changing his name to You Dominated because he's talking about me.
Rito, where's Dragon Master Swain? We need it.
Rito, please, Magma Chamber. What happened to Magma Chamber?
Oh,
Rito?
My God, Magma Chamber. Nobody wants to play Magma Chamber. No. We don't need to encourage the 1v1s anymore.
Yeah, right? That's a problem as is already in fucking 5v5 maps. Oh, yeah. Man, why 1v1 me next time? No, I'm never going to 1v1 you because I'm going to rather win the game.
Rito, please, bring back Earth Mode. I want Earth Mode to be permanent. No, it's not fun. It's fun for 2 days, and then people establish a meta, and they kill the fun. They murder it. They take a pillow, and they find fun when it's napping, and they put that pillow over fun's nose and mouth, and they smother it until it's dead.
Rito, please, how come you took away the winter veil, winter whatever fucking skin for Summoner's Rift? Look it, they gave you a whole new skin for Summoner's Rift. They built an entirely new Summoner's Rift, and the only thing you can say about it is how come there's no holiday skin for Summoner's Rift. You know what? I don't give a fuck that they made the grass texture white, and I don't care that they put a Santa hat on the fucking Baron.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to make quality game art, which they're obviously trying to do. Sometimes it's not super, super successful, but I feel like that's more subjective than it is anything else. But still, it takes time and it takes money, which they have a lot of. They just don't have a lot of time. I don't think they have that many artists in-house either directly working with them.
I don't know. I don't have a number. All I can tell you... All I can tell you is the simple fact that stop complaining about everything. Just get over it. You know what? Riot's a big company. They work on a game that's really, really popular. There are people that work on this game 24 hours a day. It is never a time where nobody is doing something League of Legends related at Riot Games.
And we're not saying that don't criticize them. Absolutely criticize them. But stop asking for the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Stop asking for Zac skins. They gave you an answer on why they don't have Zac skins.
It's super fucking hard to make a Zac skin.
Yeah, because they have to... Number one, it has to not just be a recolor. They don't just want to do a recolor. Number two, because there's fucking shit that blobs out. People are like, oh, Debonair Zac, it's so easy. Just put him in a suit. It's not that easy because suit blobules don't make sense.
Nope. And the suit has to stretch.
Yes. It's,
and the suit has to break apart into five smaller little bloblets and then come back together and then form another suit, Zach.
In runners up in the top 10 things that we hate, Ao Shin.
Oh my God, Ao Shin. It's not happening. It's never happening.
Get over it. They just recently said that they leaked him far too early and he's not even close.
He's not. He's just still. He's a drawing that happened 3 years ago.
Yeah,
that's all they've done.
And he was part of the Odir comic that when they made Spirit Guard Odir.
Yeah, cool, as a dragon.
Yeah, congratulations. Another one that made a fucking, you know, honorable mention is, oh God, what the hell was it? I just had it.
You lost it.
I just lost it. What did I say? It was Aeoshin. Oh, Black Champions.
Are we still talking about Black Champions? Two or three of them now.
Every now and then it finds its way to talk about Black Champions. Get over it, all right?
Especially because this is not, like, set in Earth.
Yeah.
This is a fictional land. There could be no Black Champions and it wouldn't be a problem because there might not be a sun there. Nobody's developed melanin.
Yeah, deal with it. You know what? I don't care. It's a fucking game. I play it to have fun, not to be politically correct.
And they're characters, you know? Yeah. They're just characters. And it's a skin tone. Get over it.
It's just a video game.
Yeah.
Bro.
Unless they release a slave champion that is also black. That's a line that they probably shouldn't cross.
That would be scary.
That'd be bad. That would implode the entire company.
That would be rough.
Yeah.
Do you have any honorable mentions? Because those were my honorable mentions.
We talked about Ping and we talked about Client. What else do I see on there every goddamn day? I think we got it all. Oh, champion texture updates. I know that you really like the original low-res 64x64 champion texture that was on original Master Yi.
Gangplank, too.
It's time to move on, you know? They're adding new texture. And I know they changed his hair from brown to light brown. It's not that big of a deal. You can't even see it in-game. Keep playing.
Yeah, you know what? All you Poppy mains that complain that they changed Poppy's look with one of her texture updates, dude, really? You don't play Poppy. Stop pretending like you play Poppy. You're not a Poppy.
And it looks so much better.
Oh, look at that. I was just perusing the League subreddit, and here you got go. One. Proposal to help new players. Let the Tier 1 runes be upgraded with IP. See?
Oh, my God.
Here you
runes.
Go.
Riot's never getting rid of runes.
And
it's not going to happen.
And they're not changing their system on how it works because it will infuriate a majority of the player base that wasted
so much fucking IP on it.
Yeah.
And actual money, too. People buy IP boosts to get runes.
No, I know. It just doesn't
and every MOBA, except for Heroes of the Storm, has done some type of rune or champion customization system that you have to use in-game money for.
Dota uses like cosmetic gear and stuff.
Yeah, that's actual money, too.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, Dota uses that. Heroes of the Storm, everything costs like $10.
Yeah, what was that one that just shut down? Infinite Crisis had runes or modifiers or something. You got to modify your superhero powers.
Sure, and skins.
What was that other one that we played it for like a week? Devastator and that little guy that shot out tentacles.
Did Sony
run it?
No, it was one EA ran.
Yeah, EA ran it.
What the hell is it?
Hold on. It used Karma as its, you know, the players.
Dawn Gate,
yeah. Players got to vote, you know, who was a positive influence in their team, and if you were super positive, you got more IP or whatever, and you had to spend that IP on those shitty little puzzle pieces to build your room page.
And you never made any money in that game.
No, because nobody votes for anybody.
No, it was just stupid fucking nonsense. All the games have tried to reinvent the wheel. You know what? Riot system, really, really good.
It's okay.
It's better than a lot of them.
I think it's just as good as any other.
I mean, Smite is whatever. The thing is, the thing that would make you want to know a legitimate Rito please whatever like concept is supposed to steal it from some other games, dude. Have daily quests that award you extra amounts of IP.
I don't want that.
I'm just saying, if
it would destabilize the entire game.
No, I'm just saying, like play it, just not
Rito,
have it be,
please no.
I'm just saying, like have it be like what Heroes of the Storm has. You play, you know, 8 games. You get a bonus. It wouldn't destabilize the game.
Oh, yeah, but they can't just do play 8 games. It's got to be like play a champion from Ionia. And then you have people going ADC Karma.
I have a Heroes of the Storm daily quest. It's just play 8 games.
I had one that was play a champion from Diablo for 3 games.
Yeah, there are some of those ones like that, but I'm not even saying that. Just like have like cool little ones that aren't fucking retarded, and then it's just like, here, you know, whatever.
I feel like it's something they could do a team builder.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're queued up for team builder, but like, you know, queue up as ADC for 3 games.
Yeah.
You know, marksman, whatever you want to fucking call it. I don't care. But stuff like that. I'm not saying for ranked queue, but I'm just saying, you know.
And randomize it for everybody so it doesn't.
Yeah. So it's not
you don't
always,
get 9 million people that have to pay ADC.
Obviously, yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah. For 150 bonus IP.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, you know, but stuff like that. If you really wanted to do something, that's not a bad idea to kind of help shake it up a little bit. You know,
oh, I got one. I got one.
Here you go.
Going back to our things I hate on Reddit. Stop complaining about how much IP you have. Seriously? Seriously, go cry on your bed full of fake money.
Well, that falls into number 3, the IP gains.
Yeah, but people have too much.
I do.
That's a problem some people have. You have so much IP, you can't even spend it.
What
do you got to do with all this IP, Riot? Give me something to buy with my free money.
I have 31,000 IP. I don't care.
I have like 17,000. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you know what? And one of the sad things is I can buy stuff. There are champions I can buy, and I'm almost like I don't because I don't want them.
I bought Echo week one, and I played him a couple of times, and I'm like, I don't really like this champion. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't own. There are five, or seven champions that I don't own. You want to know what? I am not in any rush to buy them, and I can buy all of them with my IP right now.
If you have too much IP, get over yourself. No one cares that you have too much fake money.
Yeah, exactly. Get over it. Grow up. Calm down.
Play a different game or spend real money.
Yeah, seriously. Just stop complaining. You like the game. You have fun in the game. They give you stuff just for playing the game. You're going to play the game anyway. Everyone wins.
You can, you know, you can criticize something, but if you see a thread that criticizes something, don't make a new thread.
Have an opinion. Don't have a fucking coronary.
It's insane.
You know what you should do? Instead of complaining, make a funny meme.
Yeah, make a good meme.
That's what take that anger and turn it into something that the community will enjoy, which is a nice, fun meme.
Funny meme.
There you go.
But like a new one.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, no more frog and stop DDoSing memes.
Yeah. Don't give me.
Oh, that's one. That should have been number one.
Oh my God, that's special, special mention.
Yeah.
Frog and stop
honorable
DDoSing.
Mention. Yeah. Frog and stop DDoSing. Kappa, kappa, kappa.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, don't also, if you're going to use an overused meme, don't use the, you know, Boromir, one does not simply stop complaining about IP gains type situation. You know, just
that's
don't,
good.
Right? That's a pretty good one.
That was good.
I might actually use that.
Can has IP gains now.
No more Doge. No more Doge.
Oh, God, I hate Doge. Is it Doge?
Dodge?
Doge's Dodge?
Dodge?
I don't know. It's the worst thing to happen to the internet.
Yeah, a corgi.
Since Nyan Cat or something.
Nyan?
Nyan Cat? That cat, that Pop-Tart cat with the rainbow?
Oh, Grumpy Cat too? Is he,
no.
Can we talk about...
Do we not like Grumpy Cat?
I don't know. Can we talk about Grumpy Cat too?
He hates everything.
He's
especially
grumpy.
Mondays.
He's grumpy, man. It's a grumpy
so
cat.
Grumpy.
It's a grumpy cat.
It's because he's in Diamond 5 and he can't get any higher.
Because of his LP gains. There's so many things people complain, dude. We can have a whole episode on. You know what really grinds my gears about the League and Jet Legends community
could be a
at
good
large
segment.
Sometimes? Could be a good segment.
Yeah.
Could be a very, very, very interesting look at the community type situation.
Yeah, that could be good. But that's for another show.
That's for another time. I think we've just about worn out our welcome on episode... Is this 11?
I think this is 11.
Oh, wow.
12 if you include the
officially
fantasy stream.
Officially 11,
oh.
Unofficially 12. Ooh, fantasy.
Real quick, fantasy advice. Real quick.
Okay, I thought you had one. You were jumping.
Oh, I thought I was asking you. You give the good advice. I give shitty advice.
No, yeah, apparently I give terrible. Apparently I can't take my advice because...
My advice is going to be Gravity this week. I think Gravity players are going to come in big.
Oh, good. I hope so because I just picked up Haunter.
Yeah. That's what I would look for. And also, I mean, if you can get Origin, holy shit, anyone on Origin.
Here is a crazy thing, especially based on what I just said. Forgiven, if he's going to do anything, it's going to be this week. They play Copenhagen Wolves and SK Gaming.
Yeah.
If he has a bad week this week, drop him. But if you are hanging on, it's only week two. If you won one game like I did and lost one game, you're sitting at 1-1 and you have Forgiven... Give him one last chance, because if he's going to do something, it's going to be this week. Take the last 2 weeks and say, you know what? They didn't practice 2 weeks ago. They only got a week of practice going into last week, and they had a tough couple of games. This is their opportunity to really turn it around. I feel like he's too good of a player to be this bad. So I think give him a chance, and you'll be rewarded. If not... Send me the hate mail, because I have Forgiven, and I'm going to be sending it to myself. Also, and apparently this is just, you know, Captain Hook's pray for your team. If you have Freeze, do not give up on him either. He plays Gambit and Elements. Those are two very winnable games for Copenhagen Wolves. Copenhagen Wolves have a tendency to play very long games. He will score points. If you have some Wolves players that aren't Young Buck, then you have a chance to make back... You know, make some headway this week. So don't lose hope. Except if they fail this week, then just lose hope. That's fantasy
Abandon
advice.
All hope, all ye who
enter. Exactly. So that's my fantasy advice. Also, I don't think teammate is going to be as bad as they have been. I think if you have a couple teammate players, again, like Forgiven, give them a chance. Specifically Nien. coming off only first two games, he wasn't going to be sharp. I think they're going to make a turnaround this week. I think you're going to see the real teammates step forward. So,
yeah. So your advice is stay the course.
My advice is, don't think that the sky is falling just yet, Chicken Little.
It's just week two. You guys can still win games.
It was just an acorn that bumped you in the head. The sky isn't actually falling, so don't...
Unless we're talking about the movie, in which case it was a piece of a spaceship.
It was a piece of a spaceship that did look like the sky.
Yeah.
So with that, thanks, guys. Obviously, same old song and dance. We're 11 episodes in. Thanks so much for giving us a chance and letting us kind of nestle our way into your ear with our dulcet tones and our hopefully funny jokes. I am the always eloquent Captain Hooks.
I'm Panda Man.
Sexy as always.
Ooh.
We are Tower Dive.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you on the Rift.
It's like rain.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
The arsonist has oddly shaped feet.
How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow? Two, 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 T, 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 ta, 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 ba, 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 ba.
Yow. Stretch my face.
What?
I really wish you could see our faces doing this.
We should record our warm-up. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. I've gotten better at that.
La, 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 red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Is that what you're saying? Or red letter?
Red leather, red yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather. Yeah, la, 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 la. Whatever, I don't care. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Whether the weather is good or whether the weather is bad, we'll be together whatever the weather, whether we like it or not.
The shoes are too tight. Okay, you ready?
What is that? Is that even a thing?
No, I just, for some reason, that popped into my head. Okay. That's a good one.
Oh, God.
Straighten it out, loosen it up. Here we go.
How do I sound? Do I sound okay?
You sound like if sex were in a vocal sound.
I'm not sure what that means, but thank you.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Game time.